first game of the season really pushed you to the limit, played a little longer than maybe you would have hoped, but in the end you come up as the hero. Can you talk about going into that overtime, the mindset especially as a leader of this team?
We saw our defense playing behind us that whole game real strong, so we knew as soon as we couldn't put it in on the O-end, we knew we were getting the ball right back. So I got to give all the props to our defense and our goalie that at the end of that game there.
And Tyler Blaisdell obviously came out on fire. Monmouth just couldn't get it past him. Eventually, the goals came. But talk about Tyler's performance today.
It gives us so much more confidence when we know we're going to get the ball back after a big stop. It gets the energy going. After a goal or two against us, it kind of slows us down on offense. But when we get a big stop, it really gives us that extra push to give it back to them and get a goal.
And after a resilient win like this that really had some emotional roller coasters, what are your hopes for the season for your team?
Well, that's a great test to see how we do against some adversity right off the start. So my only hope is we grow from that. We watch the film, and we help our defense out a little more, but we're happy with them saving us like that to get the W.
Well, you heard it, Cody, a true team effort. But Riley Thompson, number 24, puts the tally on the board that makes the difference as Princeton wins it in double overtime against a newly, I guess it's an in-state rival,
yeah,
the Monmouth Hawks. Back to you, Cody.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Riley Thompson, today's player of the game, brought to you by Nissan.